Noah barely has time to inhale before his mother is back on top of him again, this time planting both hands on either side of his head like it's a melon ready to be cracked open.
No, 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 stop!
She leans forward and inserts her tongue into Noah's ear. She's really rooting around in there, too. Is she cleaning out the wax? Looking for buried treasure? What is she doing? What the fuck is she doing? Noah freezes, his fight-or-flight response short circuits in that moment, leaving him prostrate and panicking, like a child, a little boy. This is his mother. His own mother is doing these awful, awful things to him. Her own son. He can't understand what is happening, only that it is most definitely happening to him by his mommy. Stop! Noah bucks. His body is pinned down by his mother's determined girth. Her tongue flickers in and out, not a mommy's tongue, but a snake's, darting sharply into the canal, penetrating it. He wants to laugh, it tickles so much, which makes him want to cry even louder, because it's his mommy, and mommies don't do these things, not to their sons. It never occurs to Noah that his mother might sink her teeth into the cartilage and quickly yank her head back. Why would he ever think she'd do something as awful as that? But she does. Of course she does. Noah feels her incisors clamp down so tightly that there's a thin click of teeth meeting, piercing the flap of tender flesh in between, and then rip! Noah screams. What else can he do? What else is he physically and mentally capable of doing in that moment but releasing all his pain, all his pent-up terror in one endless shriek? Mom pays his screams no mind. All she does is pull and pull until off comes Noah's ear, the lower half at least.